MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Staying with Edward Sterk, he's Director of Research at the World Platinum Investment Council. Edward, appreciate your time. Your latest platinum report came out in September, so a couple of days ago. A couple of big changes which really have sort of shifted the picture, perhaps sort of forecasting the next couple of years. The first is mine supply, which has been reduced. I mean, the big one, of course, was we've seen Sibanye, that was mostly in palladium, but we are seeing platinum removed from the market, which of course sort of changes that supply-demand dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely, Simon. So obviously the producers are reacting to the sort of pullback in palladium and rhodium prices and reduced operating margins and updating their guidance for, you know, for the adjustments they've made to their production outlooks. Our forecasts only use the aggregated midpoint of producer company guidance. Mm-hmm. So we don't actually put an overlay on that guidance in terms of our own opinion. So we just take what they give us as gospel. But even accounting for that, I think the rough number is, if you were to go back 18, 24 months for medium to longer term guidance versus what we've got today, it's come down by something approaching 500,000 ounces platinum. So a fairly big reduction gradually over time in terms of the mine supply outlook.
The other big one is China demand. And certainly we've seen China demand on gold, although that perhaps waning a bit as gold is trading at record highs. But you're seeing a fair bit of demand coming from China potentially.
China's the biggest market for PGMs. It's easily overlooked, you know, and this is across all of the major PGMs, platinum, palladium and rhodium. So, you know, it's the biggest single consumer of those commodities. And actually, specifically with regards to platinum, even above the identified demand, China's importing way more platinum than its identified uses. So it's really accumulating effectively an in-country stockpile or inventory of platinum above its identified requirements. But in terms of what we've got in the numbers, which are based purely on identified requirements, mm-hmm. got ongoing growth in demand for automotive applications there, despite the country being the leader in terms of electrification of the drivetrain. So although it produces 60% of the world's battery electric vehicles, even in China, we're seeing consumer reluctance from the next cohort of consumers to make the switch from internal combustion engine vehicles to pure battery electric vehicles. And instead, the automakers are having to push hybrids. And those obviously still need to have PGMs in the exhaust treatment systems to meet the emission requirements. You've also got quite strong growth in terms of jewellery demand, and also investment demand in particular. And I think, you know, your comment on gold is a very pertinent one here. In terms of jewellery demand, China used to be the biggest end market for jewellery at around 2 million ounces a year. And over the last 10 years or so, that market has shrunk significantly to only around 400,000 ounces today. And that's been in large part because of the consumer preference for gold, and also because the fabricators of platinum jewellery have been unable to manage price risk. There's no futures market in China. And as a result, they have to put a big spread on the sales price and on the buyback price. And in Asia, a lot of consumers fund new jewellery purchases by selling back old jewellery. So obviously, when prices are coming down, that tends to dampen consumer confidence. But what we're seeing now is, with the high gold price, the cost of inventory, so in-store inventory for the retail, has gone up so much that they're now switching to platinum in order to reduce their working capital requirements and release, you know, working capital back into their pockets effectively. So that's been positive in terms of jewellery demand. It's early days for China, but we're also seeing really, really strong growth in investment demand. So this is for physical bars and coins in China, which have gone from virtually zero in 2018 to a projected 250,000 ounces of physical platinum demand for this year. So really substantial growth. And to put some context on the 250,000 ounces, you know, the total market for this year is expected to be about 8 million ounces. You know, so it is getting up to a reasonably important market just for investment alone.
You mentioned the EV story there, and it's not that EVs are going away, battery electric vehicles. And you made the point, kind of like everyone who wanted an electric vehicle kind of has one, and now that trend is to the hybrid. So yes, we're still seeing EVs, and yes, classic internal combustion engines are on the decline. But if we put hybrid and ICE together, that decline is a lot slower than many anticipated, and frankly, still some strong demand coming through.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so in terms of the consumer reluctance, you know, those early adopters adopted with the help of significant government subsidies and tax incentives, mm-hmm. those have been wound back. You know, this was a government strategy all around the world, really, to subsidize the early adopters to adopt. And as vehicle production numbers for electric vehicles increased, you get economies of scale, costs come down. And we've seen that happen. So battery electric vehicles are now more cost competitive. It's not, they've not totally closed the gap yet. But even with that improvement in the upfront economics, with the reduced subsidies, the consumers still have range anxiety and they still have charging infrastructure anxiety. And, you know, frankly, even though electric vehicle prices have come down, they are still more expensive. We are going through generally a bit of a cost of living crisis, and people are going to save money where they can. So better the devil you know, stick with internal combustion engines. For the automakers, this is a real problem. Depending upon where they are, they've still got to hit the regulatory targets in terms of fleet-wide CO2 reductions. And if they can't sell battery electric vehicles, the only way they can do that is by pushing hybrids instead. And so that's what they're doing. And those hybrid vehicles, if it's a plug-in hybrid, they typically have 10 to 15% higher loadings per vehicle than the pure ICE equivalent. And that's because the engine's being turned on and off more frequently during usage. And so it's operating at a cooler temperature. You have to compensate for that with higher loadings. But we are seeing an emergent new vehicle category called extended range electric vehicles. And these are essentially battery electric vehicles, but with an internal combustion engine to act as a generator. And all that does is it doesn't drive the wheels at all. It's totally disconnected from that. Mm-hmm. It just charges the battery and gives you up to 1,200 or even 1,500 kilometers combined range. So, you know, really quite significant. And that's alleviating a lot of people's concerns in terms of range anxiety and so on. It's the fastest growing market segment in China right now.
And all of this, I mean, your forecast had been for the years ahead and for the current year, you'd forecasted deficits in the platinum market. Essentially, this actually suggests now you've sort of shifted your forecast and said, actually, the deficits are going to be a little bit larger all the way through to 2028.
Well, absolutely. So for the near-term figures, these are the ones that are produced for us independently by a group called Metals Focus, who do the same for the World Gold Council and the Silver Institute. So they're forecasting a deficit for this year of over 1 million ounces. That's increased in September from an estimate of just below 500,000 ounces previously, so a big increase. Mm-hmm. Part of that's the inclusion of some additional investment demand in China, and then there's some movement in terms of industrial demand figures. But looking beyond this year, and we're getting into our own forecasts here, the WPIC estimates, we've gone from around 500,000 ounces of deficits a year to plus minus 700,000 to 750,000 ounces a year.
Gotcha. We'll leave it there. So, Sudhir Stack, he's Director of Research at the World Platinum Investment Council. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.